Chapter 10. Lexi sailed into the Brook Ridge Retirement Center, refreshed from her recent shower and balancing a box of Danish. She put the box on the table. Opening the lid, she waved her hand at it, indicating for Nans, Ida, Ruth, and Helen to help themselves. Ruth, Nans, and Helen dug in. Lexi pushed the box toward Ida, who held her hand up, palm out.
None for me, thanks.
Three pairs of eyes turned toward Ida. The Danish pastries paused midway to their mouths.
It's that new gentleman on the third floor, isn't it? Ruth said.
Lexi was surprised to see Ida's cheeks turn pink.
No, I'm just gaining a little weight is all, she stammered, eliciting a giggle from the other women.
Okay, let's get down to business. Nan's voice boomed over the giggling. She turned to Lexi. Were you able to find anything out?
Cassie and I went back to the Tollivers, and I talked to Blake. Both the sons were home that night, but I found out something else. Xavier's ex-girlfriend has appeared back on the scene.
Oh, that's right, Nan said. He was dating that actress Trixie... What was her last name? She asked, turning to Helen, her eyebrows raised in a question. Helen punched the button on her iPad, bringing it to life on the table in front of her.
Should be easy enough to find out. They were all over the society pages a few years back.
She punched in a few keys, then sat back with a satisfied smile.
Yep, here it is. Trixie Masters.
Yes, that's it. We need to do some checking up on her. I wonder where she was when Chastine was killed.
Speaking of which, did either one of the Tolliver boys have an alibi?
Ruth asked around a mouthful of cherry Danish.
They were both home, but both were alone.
Lexi peered into the box of Danish, choosing one with a gooey apple center. Blake said he saw Bronson out in the hallway around 2:30 that morning. He also said he thought he heard a woman giggling, but he didn't see anyone.
And what about the murder weapon?
Lexi felt her stomach clench.
It turns out the murder weapon is actually one of the knives I brought there, and it seems to be missing.
Oh, well, maybe we should be investigating you then, Ida joked.
Very funny,
Lexi said. Picking up her Danish, she took a dainty bite from the edge.
I don't think the police know it was my knife yet. I was hoping to find it today when I looked around out by the dumpster.
What did you guys find out? She asked, taking another bite from the edge of the Danish.
Ruth did some research on Chastine. We found an article about her being engaged to some oil tycoon down in Texas, but apparently it didn't work out and she moved out here. We couldn't find too much about the Tolliver boys. Bronson was discharged from the military, and there seems to be some controversy over that. Blake is a bit of a playboy. You probably already knew that.
Nans looked at Lexi over the tops of her glasses as she read from their notes.
Of course, Chastine would have gotten control of the bulk of the Tolliver money after she married Xavier. So both boys would have had a motive to kill her.
Lexi considered the information while she ate her way around the edge of her Danish, carefully saving the middle for last. She didn't think Blake had anything to do with the murder. But Bronson's military discharge added an interesting element. According to the police, Bronson has been picked up a few times for fighting. I wonder if his military discharge has anything to do with being violent. Lexi saw Helen's brows wrinkle together.
We didn't find any police record for Bronson.
Yeah, apparently all the records were sealed, or whatever they do to them to get them out of public view. That's what money can do for you, I guess.
Speaking of money, the ex-girlfriend Trixie must have been upset about getting dumped. I wonder if getting back with Xavier and his money would be motive enough for murder,
Ida asked. Lexi savored the last few bites of the outside edge of her Danish while she watched Helen's fingers tap quickly on the iPad. Helen gave a final exaggerated tap, then nodded with approval, spinning the tablet around so everyone could see the screen.
"It looks like Trixie does have some priors," Helen said, pointing her finger at the screen.
"Priors," Lexi smiled to herself. The police jargon seemed odd coming from a 70-ish-year-old woman, but then again, so did the fact that she was using an iPad to investigate murder suspects. Lexi craned her neck over the table to get a better look at the information displayed on the tablet screen. It reminded her of the police blotter listing. "That looks official. How did you find it?"
Helen shrugged sheepishly. "I'm not supposed to tell, but your friend Jack gave us special access to the police database, seeing as we help them so much and all."
Jack had given them special access? Great. He'd probably been spending more time with the Ladies' Detective Club lately than he had with her. Her stomach flip-flopped at the thought of him. She remembered the message he had left, apologizing for being so busy lately. She made a mental note to call him back as soon as she was done. After all, he had made the first move, and she should at least give him another chance. Nan's voice brought her attention back to the iPad.
"These all look like minor things, fights with other women and complaints. But if the stakes were high, including millions of dollars, maybe Trixie would see her way to something more fatal than just a catfight."
"But she wasn't in the house that night, so she might have had a motive, but not the opportunity," Ruth chimed in.
"Well, actually, she might have. Blake told me the back door to the kitchen was open, so it looks like anyone could have come in the house through that door, murdered Chastine, and slipped out again." Lexi popped the gooey apple-covered center of the Danish in her mouth.
"Well, there are so many suspects. This is going to be an interesting one to unravel,"
Nan said, her eyes bright with the challenge.
"We do have our feelers out about that pin you said was missing from Chastine's blouse. If someone pawns it, we'll know."
"I bet we'll learn a lot at the wake," Ida said excitedly. "On TV, that's where they find out the best information."
The other ladies nodded their agreement. Lexi let out a sigh. She hated going to wakes, but when her ex had been murdered earlier in the summer, the ladies had insisted she go to his. They had been right. She had learned quite a bit at the wake. Blake said it is scheduled for tomorrow at 3:00.
"Great. You can pick us up here at 2:30. We'll all go together," Nan said excitedly, with Ruth, Ida, and Helen nodding in agreement.
Lexi's mind conjured up an image of the four women skulking around the wake in tan London fog raincoats, taking notes on their iPads. She could hardly wait.